Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 13th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 15, year B. Our readings today, First Book of Kings, chapter 2, verses 10 to 12, and chapter 3, verses 3 to 14, Psalm 111, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 to 20, and the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 51 to 58. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, for His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are therefore immersed in peace, because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Lord, we have come because You have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because You are worthy. We have come because You are here. Lord, empower us with Your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge Your presence and to worship You alone. Amen. Lord, we have come to hear again the story of Your love for us and for all the world. We come to celebrate that in the face of Your Son, we have seen Your love. Thank You that on the cross He demonstrated once and for all Your grace that is the heart of all creation. By that same grace, search all our hearts, renew our lives and transform our worship. Give us a message of life and of hope, of challenge and of change, a message of Christ. May the power of the Spirit apply Your word to our life together here, our lives for You in the week to come. Amen. We have a hymn from Taizé, "I am sure I shall see the goodness of the Lord."
Thank you.
We pray the collect for proper 15, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin and also an example of godly life. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work and to follow daily in the blessed steps of his most holy life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Every Good Gift. Every Good Gift. On the first Ember Day, when in praying for ministry in the church, we pray for those to be ordained. As we pray, we acknowledge that Almighty God is the giver of all good gifts. We recognize that God has given us the gift of our parents, the gift of life, and at our baptism, the gift of the church, as we become members of the body of Christ, and also the gift of the Holy Spirit. At baptism, we receive the gift of adoption as children of God and inheritors of God's kingdom. From the beginning, God has showered humankind with good gifts. The writer of the book of Genesis states that after creating humankind in God's image, God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food." Genesis chapter 1, verses 28 and 29. From the beginning of creation, God has been showering humankind with gifts, good gifts. We therefore must acknowledge that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. In our Old Testament lesson today, from 1 Kings chapter 2 and 3, we have another example of God's generosity. The great King David is near death. There are several claims for his throne, but Solomon, the son of David and Bathsheba, is anointed by the priest Zadok and the prophet Nathan. When David dies, Solomon is able to consolidate his reign, and the kingdom is established in his hands. 1 Kings 2, verse 46. Solomon begins his reign by offering sacrifices at Gibeon, which was the main high place or shrine. It was at Gibeon that the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream and says, "Ask what I should give you." 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 6. One would have thought that in the face of the Lord's generosity to his father David, Solomon would have listed a whole number of things which he required from God to be a great king. However, Solomon begins his response by expressing his gratitude at having been granted the privilege of ascending to the throne of his father David. Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant, my father David, because he walked before you in faithfulness in righteousness and in uprightness of heart towards you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne today. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 7. Solomon goes on to express his anxiety over being so young and yet responsible for the affairs of the nation. He laments, "And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in the place of my father David. Although I am only a little child, I do not know how to go out or come in." Verse 7. It is estimated that Solomon was 20 or 22 years old when he became king of Israel. Solomon also acknowledged that the nation he was called to lead belonged to God. He said, "And your servant is in the midst of a people whom you have chosen, a great people so numerous they cannot be numbered or counted." Verse 8. In response to God's request, Solomon, in the end, asked the Lord for the gift of wisdom that he might successfully lead the people of God. Solomon's response was, "Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to distinguish between good and evil. For who can govern this your great people?" 1 Kings 3, verse 9. The Lord is impressed with Solomon's response, which demonstrates the wisdom and maturity that Solomon already possessed. The Lord is more than pleased to grant his request and gives Solomon a good gift that came from above. God said to him, "Because you have asked for this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I now do according to your word. Indeed, I give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall arise after you. I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor, all your life. No other king shall compare with you." 1 Kings 3, 11 to 13. In addition, God promises that if Solomon walks in the ways of the Lord, he will enjoy a good old life, a good long life. Solomon, in his humility, is showered with good gifts from God. He reigned over Israel for 40 years. He is said to have written several of the books of the Bible: the Song of Solomon, the Book of Ecclesiastes, and much of the Book of Proverbs. He was the wealthiest king of his time and is celebrated for his exceptional wisdom. God continues to give God's people good gifts. Jesus said to his disciples, "Very truly I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you." John 16, verse 23. Jesus, the Word made flesh, is God's good gift to humankind. Because God gives God's only Son, we can receive the gift of eternal life. As we accept one gift, it leads to another. Another good gift that comes to us through Jesus is the gift of his body and blood. In our gospel today, from John chapter 6, verses 51 to 58, Jesus affirms, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day." John 6:54. The gift of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world is another good gift from God, for it leads to eternal life. In every celebration of the Eucharist, we have an opportunity to receive his body and his blood to strengthen our spirits and enable us to do the task that God has set before us. Jesus offered us another good gift. He says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of Truth." John 14, verses 16 and 17a. In our epistle today from Ephesians 5, 15 to 20, Paul is inviting us to be filled with the Spirit, a good gift from God. For Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, reminds us that no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3b. Paul affirms that there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. We must acknowledge that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. God in love calls us. God equips us for service in the church and in the world. We serve God through the gift of the Holy Spirit, who directs our paths, and by the gift of the body and blood of Christ, we are nourished and sustained to do our tasks for God in the world. Let us therefore thank God for God's good and perfect gifts. Amen. Let us pray. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Lord, in your love, you enable us to share in your life. So fill your church with this vitality, that it may proclaim your glory to all the world. As we share in the sacrament of his body and blood, may we abide in you as you abide in us. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Lord, in your love you poured out your gift of wisdom. Give to those who is with the responsibility of government a wise and discerning mind. Grant that all nations may walk with insight and truth. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Lord, in your love, you have set before us a model of wholesome living. Keep us from fake substitutes for true spiritual and emotional health. Set free all bounded by alcohol and drug dependency. Lord, sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Lord, in your love, you regard the weak and vulnerable. Send your Spirit upon all hungry for your healing touch. At all times and in everything, teach us to sing your praises. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Lord, in your love, you hold out to us the promise of eternal life. Remember for good all who have died. As we feed on you, so may we come to share in your life forever. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Songs of Fellowship, 1241. Songs of Fellowship, 1241. Give thanks to the Lord our God. His love endures forever.
Forever God is strong, forever God.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Bless us, O God the Father, who has created us. Bless us, O God the Son, who has redeemed us. Bless us, O God the Holy Spirit, who sanctifies us. O Blessed Trinity, keep us in body, mind, and spirit unto everlasting life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you today and always. Amen. We pray that you will have a very rewarding and productive spirit-filled week. Be safe. And we leave you with the hymn, "The Goodness of the Lord."
And all my life you have been faithful.